This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint.
Oh my God. Like, you think your songs are so great. You can make fun of our songs.
See, this is why I chose this topic, Ace.
But isn't it amazing how...
Here comes Hayes and Sean.
This many years in, into doing this podcast, that the song still connects with the same power as it did on its first hearing. Is that incredible? Then that the names still sit in the exact same impactful spot as they did when we first crafted the song. By a text, and that's just a little glimpse into how we put it. We were just texting.
Is that back your process?
And forth, and just like saying these different names and being like, "Oh yeah, that's yes, yes, yes."
Is our process texting? Yes.
This is so perfect. This is already perfect, Sean. It's like you were prepped.
I agree. It's perfect. It's like you were perfect. The show's good.
It's like you were prepped.
The show rocks. People love the Julie episodes. Hello, Julie.
Queenie's here.
And
hi, Hayes. Hi, Sean. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Julie.
What's up?
What's up?
Wow.
And perfect is the enemy of the good, which means that good is we're gonna like kick good's ass because we are perfect and we're good's enemy, and the show is perfect always.
Uh huh. And look out good and get and put your ass protector on.
Beating the ass.
Mm-hmm. Should we start from the beginning? Should we start from the top? Should we just start from the top?
I don't.
Just do a clean break?
So.
Oh, no. Where we're going. Okay, this is going well. Okay, good. I wasn't sure.
I don't think we would need to start from the top. We already did start.
So.
We already did start.
I don't think so.
Julie, how are you?
I'm okay.
Happening?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Julie.
The boys. What a year, eh? Peace,
yes.
Brother. Peace.
Oh, I'm Richard Nixon.
Okay. And Julie's, so people at home can't necessarily see this. Julie has transformed her physical being in order to do this impression.
Well, it was an impression of you doing an impression.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know what it is at this point. Like, it's so crazy, but she's doing this impression of this guy, I guess me, you know,
you.
But she's saying I'm Richard Nixon.
This guy.
And I got to say.
She's got two thumbs and a bad attitude. Uh-oh. Sean Clements!
This guy.
Julie, you were looking for... Okay.
Hanukkah guilt.
Thank you. Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Underneath Sean's hat.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. I was wondering, is it bad to say that Julie was looking for Hanukkah guilt? But that yes. That's what I was going to say.
What's under your hat, Sean?
What do
Secrets?
You mean?
Secrets? I want to see. I want to see your head. Oh,
Ooh. Looking
good, buddy.
His hair's been looking great. It looked good when it was really long.
Looks
now
terrific.
Looks good short.
I was going to say, like, there's going to be some COVID, like, I don't know, a COVID fro or something under there, but it looks terrific. Mm-hmm. You look like a dapper Dan.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my hair cut. I got my hair cut. I had a long hair, and I had a big, even a ponytail at one point, Julie. And it was fun, and it was cool, but the time for that came to an end.
When?
Ooh, we can probably put a date on it. Hayes, when do you think that happened?
Well, it was when you were... Sean has these, like, painting calendars So like it's not like a paper calendar. It's like a very nice oil painting. Yes. That has, for December, it has Santa. For November, it has the turkey. For October, it has Jackie Lantern.
Ooh.
For September, it has school.
Yes. Boo. Back to school. No, but when it, but it is exciting when you first are going back to the beginning of the year and see, oh, is, am I in any classes with Julie? Am I in any classes yes. with Hayes? And are any of my friends going to be sitting with me? And that can be exciting. Now, come around time when it's, you know, April, you go, I'm sick of school. When's summer coming?
Right.
And I didn't have enough classes with Julian. I didn't have enough classes with Hayes. I had too many classes with Chef Kevin.
But so these, the paintings are very heavy. And when you have 11 paintings kind of precariously positioned,
really
like flipped
thick
up,
and they've been painted over every yeah. year a new every painting year. Gets painted over the pre-existing one, so they're really thick and heavy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mm-hmm. the school in September has had to be like renamed a bunch of times, like the first couple
of Columbine
versions.
Because of Columbine
the,
it, because of
at
Columbine?
One point it was named Columbine,
it was called Columbine.
Which one of you is Dylan and which one of you is Eric?
And I do not want to have this conversation
know.
With you again. I do
who
not
do
want to do this
again.
We've all heard your theory.
I know who I think who is.
I think the
that every pairing
is
of
very
female
obvious
friends.
And yes. we don't but anyway, the paint, the 11 paintings between January and November, as Sean was flipping up to December, they smashed down and crushed his ponytail. So mm-hmm. you were asking me when it happened.
Right.
And yeah. it was at the stroke of midnight on December 1st.
The ponytail shattered into a million yes. pieces. Mm-hmm. I was like scraping it up off the floor, sweeping it up all night, mm-hmm. and I just
trying
said,
to
forget
this was,
it.
It was really sweet. Sean called me and it was like, "Can you fix this for me?" And he was like, yeah. trying to put it back together. And
I was
like,
holding it, like, "Could you
fix
it?" Mm-hmm. And I'm holding.
And I was
it
like,
up
"Oh yeah, yeah, but I'll fix it." And I like took it, and then I just got him a new one.
Yeah, he went into his workshop, but then I could hear that he was just faking, like mm-hmm, doing, mm-hmm. like just hitting the hammer against the workbench, basically, mm-hmm. but not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then he came out with a brand new one, different color, and still had the packaging.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Julie, what about
it's tender?
What about you? We're checking in with you. What?
Well, I'm really glad, Sean, that you brought up the notion of sitting next to your friends in school every Ooh, year.
Yes.
I have an announcement to share with you, and maybe we could work on it. And maybe
oh,
we could
hell yes.
end this show early and go our separate ways. But
oh, hell
I've
yes.
decided, and by the way, I decided, and then Sean, you came on the Zoom, and I double decided.
Okay.
Sean. She's decided again.
The
okay.
new year is coming. We all have our new year's resolutions. Mine mm-hmm. is I'm going to stop trying to be friends with you both.
Julie,
wow!
Because
this is
I'm
breaking
not
my heart.
No, I don't believe you, you liar, you filthy liar! I have been trying to be your friends for the entire duration of our relationship, and I give up. I give up. This is me throwing in the towel, and
wow.
I'm saying 2021. Probably gonna be another dumpster fire of a year.
It probably is. Yeah, basically, it probably is.
But I'm gonna go into it.
And I can't have this on top of it that I have to be crying now because Julie threw the towel at me.
Show me why I shouldn't feel this way. Because I try so hard, and then I try hard not to try hard because I think, oh, they're reacting to, oh, she's thirsty. She's thirsty. Right?
Okay.
And I think,
nobody said you were thirsty.
But you know what? I've tried both ways to be friends with you, which is, I'm a puppy. Oh, okay. I'm so glad
and
you're home.
The puppy
home.
Sounds
so
a little
home.
Thirsty, too.
So glad mm-hmm. you're home.
The puppy
versus,
does sound thirsty.
Oh, I'm a cat. And I don't care if you're going to respond to my text or not, okay. but I'm probably yeah. going to send you one anyway in a couple months.
Right. Has it occurred to you, Julie, that your experience is what being friends with us is and that you're already arrived at your destination? That being friends with us is just sort of
yes.
feeling like these guys
Welcome.
Suck.
It hurts. It sucks and it hurts.
Yes. And that's always been the case for everyone we're friends with. Kevin, I mean, you could speak to this a little bit.
100% every day.
There's a status.
I wake up
here.
A dog and I go to bed a cat every night.
So you're, okay. Well, I hear about your bachelor screening parties. I hear about
that. That must be tough.
Yeah. You guys go to, by the way, it must be hard during COVID that you haven't been to an escape room with Tom in the last 10 days.
Now, you would like to be, I guess, teleconferenced into those events? Would we?
I'd like to be something. You know what it is? I might just have to convince myself that I don't like you, either of you.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. We rock.
I wish you the best of luck on that front. You will need it.
Mm-hmm. I guess if you don't like us, you also don't like, let's see, funniness.
Funniness, he says.
Coolness, smartness.
Uh-huh.
A lot of podcasts.
Kindness.
Kindness and
having friendliness.
Let's talk about kindness. Let's talk
awesomeness.
About kindness. How have you been kind to me?
Katniss, Aberdeen.
How many texts must go unreturned before I give up on the boys?
So,
Hayes's signature is that he doesn't return texts. And I have actually, it's actually
adopted
contagious.
You, so it's, okay, so you're a chameleon?
I'm always so, it's hurt people, and I'm always so upset that Hayes hasn't returned my last text that I don't return anyone else's until I get one from him.
And I often misunderstand the point of a text. Sean will send me a nice picture, like a video of his little son. And I will have the most wonderful experience enjoying the video. And I'll watch it and I'll just have a grand old time.
He sends you a beautiful photo of his beautiful
and
son
I enjoy
Crawford.
It. And I sort of thought that was the point for me to enjoy the photo. But it was actually the point was for me to do a heart on it.
I have been upset that there is no response whatsoever or that the response is like
there
a
is
separate
a
question about something else. And
it's
it,
just
and
me loving the
so,
video.
Because so often when you do text Hayes, what you get is like 9 weeks later, like, hey, just saw this. Do you still need
you guys
sugar?
Are talking about each other and not me.
Yeah. This is
I tried
this
changing
is yet another
my,
unresponded to text from Julie.
I tried to change my name to Nithia. I thought
we don't do that.
Maybe
here.
Then.
We don't do that.
Maybe
here.
God, what are you even talking about?
You just have to push.
You know what
these,
I'm talking about.
Like,
you have to blur the lines. Who are you, Robin Thicke, with these blurred lines?
Okay,
I'm going to sue you. I'm Marvin
Gaye's
estate.
Julie, I wonder if you have ever considered this. I wonder if you have ever considered the following. And the following is this, that everyone
that
is
show?
Actually on their
A
own
TV
journey
show?
And everyone is actually having their own experience. And the person that you meet who you might think is like being is actually going through their own journey. And I had to get my cat's eyeball removed.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm upset. Now I
yeah.
feel like, here comes the apology train. It's gonna
Me too. Would you like me to get him for you? And so maybe next time you think about like what's happening when I don't have a text, you can picture my cat's face with a freaking eyeball
now,
out.
Now Hayes just left the frame.
And while
and now Sean,
gone,
you deal with her for a second.
We can
wow.
Talk. Julie, I am a father.
I heard.
And when I've sent Hayes videos of my son, I get nothing.
What about what I get?
Cute. He could write cute.
When I send you nice things, I send you nice check-ins.
Julie,
I send you funny things. I send you links. I ask
I'm not even
you
confident.
How you're doing.
I'm not even confident you know
I
where you
care.
Are right now or who you're talking to. The stuff you send me sometimes where you'll send me a photo of my cats that someone else posted and go, what is this? What is this?
I didn't
These
say
are
what
my
is this.
Cats.
No, you know what? I'll tell
We've
you exactly.
Talked about
I'll tell
these.
You exactly what happened. Oh my God, look at this pussycat. Oh, it,
that's
Hayes.
Fuzzy. We found him under
oh,
a car.
Sweetheart. Oh, he's
here he
beautiful.
Is, Julie. So sorry I didn't respond to your text.
Hi,
I was trying to
Hi, sweetheart.
Save his life.
Save his entire life.
Good kitty. So this is the cat story, Sean and Hayes and Kevin Bartel.
Well, and all our listeners, too, apparently, are
going
to know
about
all this.
We actually have
the
a show we're supposed to be doing.
The Scoop Troop is listening. I get a text from a friend of mine saying, look at these silly cats. And there's five of them and they're all like curled up in this crazy position and they look like a five-headed cat. And I said, oh my God, these cats are hilarious. And then I get a follow-up text saying, my friend is cat-sitting for these cats and she says that they belong to a friend of yours.
Okay.
A friend of yours.
And who was it?
And then he goes, name Sean? Clemens?
Wow.
And I write back, oh my God, he is my friend. And
That's really nice.
It's so funny that this person we both know is cat sitting for these funny cats. And I'm your friend. And then
It's a
separate
woman.
Conversation. It's the sharing of the cat pictures for clout.
There's a cat behind Sean. Oh, I see a cat. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Royal.
Imagine.
Let's just. What if
a babysitter like sending the pictures of like a famous person's child around, you know? Because in this world, you know, like
it's
we
hard
actually
for me to be,
we've made a bit of a dent.
This is Royal and Royal's got a tumor and Royal threw up four times yesterday.
What is this? The whose cat is the most fucked up contest?
Well, apparently it is a conversation that we need to be
less
having.
Rejected?
Can I just say, what did I say you said when you texted me that you said, what is this? What's this? And you said, I didn't say, what is this? And now I'm looking at the text and the text says, and this
receipts.
Is a quote, Sean, what is this?
Yeah.
I said that?
Yes.
How do you know, Hayes?
Sean been having receipts.
Purple Haze.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone ever call you that?
And so this is why, and it's tough, Julie, to like occasionally to establish a real friendship with. And he's showing the receipts.
Hold on, let me grab my cat. Let me put a quick like paper towel cast around his leg, and I'll hold him up to the camera, and then maybe we'll be on the same page.
What is
Hold it? On. Let me make my cat look injured. Hang on. By the way, Sean, looking at that text conversation, who was the last texter in it?
It looks like it was you.
Was it friendly, Sean? Was it friendly, Sean?
The text?
Was it friendly? Was it mean? Was it nasty? Just tell me
the
spirit.
The text was nice. It was a story about a Wheaton Terrier, and I hit you with all I'm asking for from Hayes, which was a little tap back. I gave you a little double exclamation point, and like, wow,
pow,
what
pow.
A story, pow pow. Then you
double
say,
tap.
What is this? I answer. Then
straight
I'm texting.
The
you know, I'm going. I'm sending you. I know you're passionate about Basset Hounds. I'm sending you updates about the Basset
that
Hounds
made
I live
my
with.
My year, Sean. I thought that was
okay. So what are we doing
you,
here? What are we talking about?
About?
Guess
what? I don't
look
go
at this.
Backwards. I
look
don't
at
want
these,
to go back.
Look at these incoming texts from the Clem Dog about the Basset.
Wow,
Hounds.
Big blues.
When
I'm
I
seeing
got that
big blues,
Sean. That made like me feel like there was
a 30,000 feet
chance that we would be friendlier. I was
yes.
so happy when you texted me, and I wrote back right away, and I was passionate, and I followed up, and then you disappeared.
Well, you followed up and said, keep me updated daily, and I sent you a couple more times that I saw them, but it was, of course, during COVID, so it was hard for me to interact with my
please.
Neighbors.
Oh, please!
Now, I know you don't believe it's a serious issue.
Is, we have had this conversation
like
with the wrong person.
You're on the front lines. You're the essential workers. It must be nice to be so handsome, both of you. Must be nice.
It's not
you
that
know
great.
What?
You
no,
think?
It
don't
is. It
careful.
Is.
What? No,
every
no, no,
morning
no.
You look
I wouldn't
in the
wish
mirror
it on my worst
to brush your friggin' teeth or tooth in Sean's case.
The
and
one
you
tooth.
See, you know what you see looking back at you? Blondes and blueies,
mm-hmm.
Blueies and dimpies and
banjo kazooie.
Hairs.
Blondes and bluey.
It must be nice.
Julie, speaking of mirrors, if we could actually hold one up to you for a minute. and think about, like, Sean and I have talked about, like, we should really be friends with Julie. Like, it's time to, like, take that step and, like, talk to her the way we do. We tell her we're very vulnerable and we, like, you know, talk about what's really going on with us.
Sean is just Sean is leaving. Are you leaving?
Sean's gonna. I'll take it from here.
I'm giving my wife the car.
I got it. I'll take it. I'll take the rest of the show. But I work that, like, I'll be talking to Julie and I'll say, like, Julie, you know, I just, like, I'm not in a great place right now. I don't really know, like, what I'm doing with my life. Mm. And then you would start singing maybe, like, It's My Life by Bon Jovi, or say Life or something like it.
Or yeah.
This is not me. This is you guys or, dancing around a straight man and
life cereal. And,
Will Hines,
or you go like, when life gives you lemons, make lemon that Brett Gelman movie or whatever.
First of all,
like,
first of all, it's a Janixa Bravo movie. First of all, it's a Janixa Bravo movie.
But you're proving my point.
Am I?
It's a Janixa Bravo movie. Watch what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bravo, watch what happens.
You are. See?
That's what you would do to me.
No, you're doing your own stuff.
You did it to me.
You're seeing things that you do in me, which to me makes me feel like, wait a minute, we got something in common. That's great. That's great. You know why? We're in the pocket. We can speak the same language when we're working. Are we work friends?
Oh, boy. This, thank God.
I guess I am at my job right now.
Tell me why you like me. Hayes, you start.
Wow, this is so
challenging.
Easy. No, it's so easy to do. Julie, you are a pioneer in this industry, and you showed that you could quit doing a podcast without
be backhanded now.
No, I mean, like, and then somehow ascend from not doing the podcast anymore. And, like, that's what keeps me going. It's like, Julie quit doing How Was Your Week, and then it worked out amazing.
Yes.
So when it does come time for us to end this show, I'll be like, this is when it is really going to start happening.
Yeah, I haven't had the confidence to even consider it yet, but to know that that's waiting out for me on the horizon, you showed me that.
And she's got pipes.
And the kid's got pipes. La, la, la.
Right?
I mean, she can sing.
I literally feel like I'm going to start to cry.
Julie,
why?
I feel like I'm being bullied.
Julie,
we said
please.
You had pipes.
Because we said it. You're
what are
you have pipes?
Talking about,
Julie?
I feel like you're being mean.
What?
Like, you're saying things that are, like, kind of nice, but, like, a little. Like, everything you say sounds sarcastic.
Julie, we're in the process of hosting our podcast that is us being sarcastic.
Oh,
but
really?
We love you, and we think that you're friends with us, and we think you're very funny. Please don't cry on the show. We won't have anything to release.
Dude, yes. We cannot have that happen.
It's the one thing Kevin said he can't edit out is if anyone ever cries on our show. He's made it a hard and fast rule.
Hold on. Let me try and make myself cry. Hold on. Let me.
No. Please don't.
I can't do it.
Wow.
This freaking show should be called Sarcastic Comment Loading, because that's honestly mostly what it is.
I love shooting loads.
I'll say this, Julie. You want a compliment?
Why are you so angry?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm angry. How many people have produced and created and starred in their own critically acclaimed series across three seasons? How many people, like, count those up?
I'll wait.
And you're gonna have to find a place to put all your extra fingers, because it's only gonna be on a few fingers.
And please don't tell me where you.
And
decide.
Is there an echo here? Because I recall saying that to you in person at one point. So yeah, that's why I'm a little pissed.
Uh-oh. He's getting fired up.
I don't like wasting my
now
words.
You pissed off my friend Hayes, and if I see it again, Julie, you're gone. And you're gone too, Kevin.
I'm giving you both the silent treatment. I'm
you're
acting
losing
like you're,
Kevin's job I'm, for him.
I'm pretending to be you, and I just got text from Julie. Sad Julie.
the text.
This is
I'm
me
responding
as you.
This to
is,
a lot
this
of
is me, a lot of and this is me as you getting a text from Julie. This is what I say. Oop. Yeah da 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 yeah da da.
That.
Oh yeah, that's what you guys
wow.
do.
And she did choreo. She
I'm
actually
seeing,
brought
I'm going
choreo.
Through our texts, and I'm seeing Big Blue here.
So let
I'm
me tell you, Julie,
text.
this is part of the problem. I'll say this: your strategy is fucked. Like the way you have been pursuing this is like strategically.
What should I do? Tell me how to be your
upside
friend.
Down.
How do
you
I
cannot
be your
text both of us at the same time, Julie? That gives like the other the each of us will think that the
okay.
other one is going to respond.
Okay.
Wait, is that
Come
happening
on,
to you,
Julie?
I've got a separate text thread, and I'm
see,
seeing Big
and that
Blue.
One is one with where Big Blue is
Hayes
showing
and I
up.
Don't text separately.
Yeah, so that's the issue, Julie.
You want it's me when, to text you individually
when there's an when there's something that would appeal primarily to me,
like what.
Oh, I don't know. What like where I
the
get
handsome,
a new eye, a new
the
eye
handsome
for
guy, the handsome
a new
guy
eye
digest.
For my cat, for example. If you have a line on it,
oh, please.
Okay, well, so Hayes is getting handsome guy digest stuff like separately from me. I don't get it.
Wow,
that's
God,
not feeling
that,
great.
Yeah, that's really mean. It's
you,
mean.
You're both hot.
Jesus.
Let's move forward.
I do want to just relate.
I would
to,
love to.
The like the visual aspect of this whole thing. Is this one being released? Kevin, is this our first one that is going to go out as video?
Well, we're doing pro versions for videos. We're not releasing main
We're not releasing
video.
The main show as video?
Mm. Correct.
Am I sticking around for the pro version? Am I sticking around?
What do we do?
That?
Is it,
oh,
is
wow.
It, is
I'm
it?
She's thirsty again.
We're super busy.
Uh-huh.
What is there? Like a main feed tax? What's what we... like We can't just release the video for the main feed. I was thinking because I was showing my cat earlier. I think there are some people out there that would probably pay.
We'll take a screenshot. We'll take a screenshot. Do you want to bring the cat
the
back in
into,
and Kevin will do
like,
a screenshot?
I mean, the thing says recording, so I don't know what if this is for, if not to say like, oh, there's like a one-eyed cat on here. Some people like are into specific stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you never know what some of these sick freaks who listen to the show are going to want.
Let's try
Hell,
it. It might not
Julie
work.
Crying might make us go friggin' viral right? with some of these freakazoids.
I'm trying. Just be a little meaner to me.
So this is...
I'm all out. Tank's empty on that.
So this yeah. is Christmas. What are you guys going to do for the holidays?
Me personally?
Cool... Yeah.
Kind of just come down to Chimney.
Like I'm doing
do
a charity
mm-hmm.
charity live read for Georgia of 8 Crazy Nights.
Tell me a little more about that. Speak on that, Hayes.
I'm the second night. Who is it? It's me, Walton Goggins, Anne Rice, the vampire novelist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was excited that she was going to do it.
Leslie Odom Jr.,
Lizzie Kaplan's doing it, right?
Lizzie will be there.
Lizzie's in.
Yes. Michael Patrick Jan from The State
mm-hmm. is going to be in there. He's directing it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also doing it.
The toilet paper bear.
The son?
The kid.
The son.
Roger Sharman.
Yes. Oh, that oh, yeah. dirty son. The dirty yeah, son is like, ugh, this dirty
the Cottonelle dog as well. Am I wrong?
Yeah, the Cottonelle dog is doing a little thing. An Ent from the
Lord of the Rings.
Lord
yeah.
of the Rings.
Yeah, the walking trees, talking trees.
Yeah.
Is this the cold open? Are we doing the cold open? Because we missed it.
No,
I'm a fan.
No, we've been doing this for half an hour. What your thing is with like
I'm a fan of
starting the show.
I remember when you guys did an episode that was so disgusting because you were eating salads and you had a cumin dressing that you said looked like shampoo, and you said cumin has the word cum in it. Is that anything? And I want to throw up just thinking of it. And then there was crunching.
Eating a salad is beautiful.
I'm just using it as the food that the earth has given us.
Yes.
Shampoo that you're saying
and
is like cum.
Healthy is actually.
Crunch, crunch into the mic. The point is, I've heard, I'm a completionist. I'm a double H friggin' Scoop Troop fan. And the only way I know, by the way, I hear Tom's like, hey, says he likes Double Threat. I say, oh, that's nice to hear from you.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks. Thank you.
Funny show.
I've been looking for so long. I'm saying, where's my Hollywood handbook? Where's my Hayes and Sean?
Well,
you know,
I feel the same way. Where's my Hayes and Sean when I look at my phone and I think I love my friends?
I'm right here. We're right here. Doing the show. We're talking right now.
If there's something on that's fun, it's live. We text each. Is something on Netflix? What? No, like ask Saturday Night Live. Every week, how about this? We watch Saturday Night Live together. We text. He goes, Pete Davidson,
huge,
FTW.
That's a
huge
big commitment.
Jump from like just
it's on
having
at,
normal
like,
text conversations to an hour and a half weekly
8:30
time.
Your time. 8:30. It's early. You got your freaking
not about the
kids
time
or whatever.
Of day.
Your kid,
really.
your cat can pop an eye in or out. You can say, I'll be at the vet by midnight.
I also don't watch it.
Wow. Hayes, did you know this?
I'd have to start a whole new thing up.
Yeah, I tell him most of what happens, and I do.
He does, yeah. I mean, I'll watch. Look, if they do a Stan parody where it's like Dear Santa, like, yeah, I'm watching that. If they do Dear Santa and it's like the song Stan and it's like he's writing the letters and he's not getting the toys back, yeah I'm going to watch that.
And
but
then,
that's maybe
end,
once a season.
The real Eminem shows up and you're like, who the fuck is that? And then later they're like, that was Eminem. And you're like, it was?
He's in a little video screen.
Like,
he's doing
the
something.
Guy, the friggin' Duracell dad with like, you know, stipple sponged onto his friggin' face. And you're like, oh, that was Eminem? Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's not even doing raps.
No, I wasn't
rap
doing
god
raps.
Himself isn't even rapping in there.
You think he's a rap god?
Okay, Julia, your ignorance is showing. The man had a song called Rap God where he rapped so fast and for so long that it actually reinvented the genre and made everything old new again. Just what we've been trying to do with this episode.
How's that going for you? How's that been working out?
Well,
that
pretty
your
good.
Tone, your tone is tells me that you think not that well, but actually, history will be the judge.
Just another case of history repeated.
See, and this is
The pipes have arrived.
The pipes, and also the, like, you know, trying to talk about something.
Pop culture. That's me. That's my thing. I listen to every fucking episode, you piece of shit.
Julie, okay.
And I hear what you
Good.
Do to everyone.
I guess there is an echo in here.
Why don't you, like, what do you...
What do you
what
want
do you
from
want?
Me, you crazy girl? I got married so I wouldn't have to deal with women like you ever again.
Is that a song?
Do you remember the salad episode? Do you guys remember that? You're going crunch, crunch, crunch.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. We did that.
Oh, well, you know, I ate
salad
on my spinoff episode as well.
It was a salad power hour.
A master class, I ate salad as well, so I get it mixed up. Have you listened to that?
Masterclass?
Yeah, Hollywood Masterclass. Oh,
well,
Julie, you would love it if you like the show.
Well, I'll have to because I'm going to be migrating my subscription over from whatever I am to wherever you guys are going in the new year.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. That's friendship. Now you're friends.
Thanks.
Hey, let's be friends. What?
Let's be cops. Remember that movie?
Oh, geez. Well, I do remember that movie.
Yeah,
I actually worked on the marketing campaign.
You did?
Yeah, that's right. I did help write some of the videos that were like Facebook videos or something. And I think Hazeman was involved as well.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
We were on the Fox lot helping them shoot funny vines with what's the girl's name who does the vines?
Lily Pons?
Brittany Furlon?
I think it was Brittany Furlon.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Brittany Furlon Lee to you.
I stand corrected.
And I actually might have forgotten to invoice, and then I actually might have come to them like 9 months later and asked if they could pay me for my work. And they actually might have said no.
Let's be not. They said,
"Let's be not."
Let's be not. Audience may have said that as well.
Julie. Hollywood Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription and the other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Julie, can you help us get on the vulture list for next year?
Oh, yeah.
Vulture list.
I don't think I have any more connections there.
I got no list. We got no list.
Not since
this
Andrew
year.
Sullivan left?
Not since Tubin. Did you guys read that article about Tubin where Malcolm Gladwell talked about like bringing out the Bible or something?
Yeah, Gladwell.
He didn't talk about bringing out the Bible. Yeah.
He did.
He did. He brought the Bible out and he friggin' read the quote and said, so I guess the friggin' Bible is doing the decisions for the newspaper now.
Why? Yeah. What kind of jeans do you guys like to wear? Are you wearing jeans during the COVID or are you in the sweatpants?
Julie, I can't. I'm just having trouble keeping it in my head. You say you listen to every episode.
I do.
We talk about this more than anything
No, you
else.
Don't.
At one point, you were talking about your dicks were too big. We don't talk about that stuff anymore.
Yes,
and
you
we
did.
Actually never
yes,
did.
Yes, you did. Don't you scrub the archives.
That was never part of
heard.
The show.
Go
oh,
back
I
and
know.
Look.
Listen, I know about the fucking popcorn gallery. I know about the mythology.
What are you talking
this.
About?
I've never heard of this.
You are gaslighting me.
That was never part of the show.
I will not be gaslit.
We never
Julie, I believe that you believe this. I'm not saying you're lying. I believe that you believe that this is real.
So what kind of jeans do you guys like wear?
Raw. It's Velvet. So raw. Denim.
Literally, my jeans are made out of like a ship sail.
Mm-hmm.
They're so salvaged.
We get it. You're a wasp. You're like a hot blonde from Connecticut. I get it,
this
Sean.
This again.
Oh, my God. She made me take my hat off.
Sail.
She made me actually remove my clothes.
I was trying to talk about jeans.
I know about jeans and the jean pool.
Here it comes.
You mm-hmm. Aryan fuckers.
Gene Shalit.
Okay, I just said I was doing a live read of Eight Crazy Nights for charity.
Yeah.
So I am doing the work. Julie.
Yes?
We just wanted to check in. I guess we've done that, frankly. But like, we just wanted to see like what, like how, what's up?
What's going on? I love you so much.
Okay.
I love you both, and
but
I
just
don't
say
know.
That.
So hard? Yeah,
just say it.
I did, and I
it's
don't
we're,
know
we're
how.
We're 40 minutes
I
in.
I don't know how to love you.
Oh wow.
It's, you know, we'll try like. We will make this work, Julie. We'll figure this out. I think we've come a really long way just in this episode.
I have a prediction, and it's that your texts will be responded to quicker and more thoroughly for the next 6 or 7 weeks, Julie.
Okay.
Really think about that, the progress that we've made here before we inevitably fall back into our old destructive patterns, and then we do another episode that is complete insanity, and then we, again... repeat this pattern. We're nothing if not our flaws, Julie.
New Year's resolutions? Anyone?
Yeah, I'm going to eat 10 hamburgers in a row.
Chase?
Do a... figure out a new game. What about volleyball with a tennis ball? The game is volleyball, but the ball is not so heavy. And you play with a tennis ball, like, and then now it's about like speed and agility and like a touch and not just like who's like strong enough. So yes, I can't hit the ball hard enough to get it over the net in volleyball. Yep. The ball's too heavy.
It's huge. The thing's huge. I can't even friggin' it kills too. I can't.
It hurts my finger to do it. But this small ball, I think, oh, I can get to that spot really fast. And go, bah! And then knock and bah, bah, just bah, do bah, it bah. Back over. Bah,
bah, do you do it with your do you do it with your nose like a puppy? Go boop.
I could do that.
Yes, Hayes can
do
that.
I could do that.
Hayes
could
do that. Hayes can do that.
I could boop it over.
He could boop it.
I could boop it.
No, I believe it. Yeah, we'd have to lower the net, but he could do it.
If I was Cockney, I'd say I could petty. Like, it's because it's Betty and then Boop. You know what I mean? How those people have these free associations and you're like, why aren't you? Why are you?
Do they do free associations? Those people do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now you're trying it on.
Trying it on for size. Don't mind if I do. You didn't ask me my resolution. You didn't ask my
like
resolution.
Like Basher.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me my resolution.
What's your resolution?
Yeah, we know your resolution. It's the entire premise of the show. You said it was that you don't want to be friends with us anymore.
Yeah, your resolution is not even try and be friends
with us. You already
went. Even though we rock.
I thought we were at a different destination. You're still in the journey? I love you both.
Okay.
My resolution in 2021 is fuck less.
Okay.
I fuck too much, y'all.
Okay, yeah. So, yes.
I'm chafing.
I knew this was going to come up.
I'm chafing. I'm Jessica Chafing, baby.
Okay.
How do you like them references, asshole?
Here we go.
Wow.
So, that's a good resolution. And I hope
it's really good.
I hope. If it makes you feel better that you hold yourself to it. I am also trying to get Pete Davidson to rap over one of my beats.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Same resolution as last year. Just going to roll it over this time. Try to get that guy to spit some of that hot fire over one of my beats. Everybody knows I've been making a lot of beats in my garage, and that there's starting to be some really cool layers and samples to them too. I sampled Jumper by Third Eye Blind in this one beat, and then I sort of like just sat on a xylophone really hard, and I looped that around. So like, it sounds incredible, and I think if I could get him rapping over it, all of a sudden, you know, the show would be relevant again. We'd make a list next year.
He and Chalamet seem to have good chemistry.
Dude, so I heard from like day one, Chalamet shows up, and he like, he's meeting everyone. He's being nice to everyone. But like he, you know, after the initial meet and greet, he goes into Pete's office, just like kind of quietly shuts the door behind him. And he's like, this is it. Like it's for this week.
I heard an extra piece of that story, which is actually, it's sort of same story, but Timothy sort of, you know, half knocked, like leaned into the doorway, and he went, shall I? And Pete said, you may. And they, you know, and they both cracked up laughing, rolling on the ground, because it is close to the man's last name. And that from then on, it was just, they were simpatico.
I'm going to text you guys both and see how fast it takes for you to
Julie, we are
okay.
not doing
You might
this
get
right
a surprise
now.
When you open up
work.
That you've gotten two texts from me that have gone unanswered
Sean
during the show.
Hayes. Hi, guys.
How do you feel about I've sent you two texts during the show and you haven't even...
Don't even mention.
Oh, look at these cuties. John wrote back. You didn't, Hayes.
I just wrote back. You gave me about 10 seconds.
Okay, so I wrote, hi, guys. And Sean wrote, huh? And then Hayes said, I'm at work. And he didn't even have the courtesy to put a punctuation mark
I am at work.
All right, I'm going to take a selfie and see how you guys like that. Let's see
what? You just keep doing different
things. A Super
things.
Bowl selfie.
Oh, this is terrible.
A
I got
Super Bowl
this.
Selfie in
Julie
December.
Just took a Super Bowl selfie right before the holidays.
Remember the Super Bowl when like Shakira and J-Lo were shaking their booties and people were like, this won't do. And then COVID happened and people were like, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
People considered it was competing for the early headlines with COVID for a minute. And actually, I think is a big reason why we were sort of
distracted.
Caught with our pants down, to use words that they'd understand, with how low these jeans
Some of these
are.
Jeans are these days. Why don't you get a nice sail from an old sailboat, dye it blue, wrap it around your waist, up around near your belly button. You know, cinch it together with some clothespins. Now you got some raw salvage denim that actually looks good, is functional, keeps you safe, and covers up your body.
Let's play Remember This Happened Before COVID This Year / This Was On My 2020 Bingo Card.
Okay, this is a game I would like to play. My 2020 bingo card is basically nude right now. There's no little blocks marked off.
Hold on, you guys are both sending me, I think they're gifts. You're both sending me Justin Timberlake gifts. Is that supposed to remind me that you guys are both blonde and like have your pick of all the ladies in Hollywood land? So remember what happened before COVID this year? I do. Parasite won. Hmm?
Yeah, did we ever remember this happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what's
Parasite.
This? Hold on,
one,
I got another text from Sean. I hope it's a gif. Of Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake with their dicks.
Well, it is the holiday season.
All right. I too can play at this game.
No, we can't actually do this right now. We have.
I think
done.
It's going
we
well.
Are, we, like, we're not. I feel like you're worried, Julie, that once this is over, we'll just disappear on you again. And we won't do that. We are ready to do the work, but we cannot be texting right now.
This was on my 2020 bingo card. Trump,
this is good. Yes, continue.
Trump passes the shower law that's like, showers should be better.
Yeah, that's right. What, didn't he say that he has to flush his toilet 215 times? And that's just for pee?
This is tough because I actually feel like I almost have to go. Because earlier I was talking to Jesse David Fox and he was asking me if I thought Trump had been good for comedy or not. Mm-hmm. And after that, I actually do feel like I need to potentially call him to change my answer.
Let's leave all this drama in 2020.
Okay.
Right?
What do we say?
Then I love you.
I love you too.
You do?
So, yes.
Are you in love with me? Remember? Merch?
From the show. We didn't do that on this show, actually, but I'll say
was
this.
Was I more fun when I was with Io? Was I more fun with Io?
I wasn't even there.
Yeah, that was just us. No, it was about the same.
Okay.
So we leave it here. We continue in this very toxic place for another 2 weeks.
Right.
And we just absolutely wallow around in this.
In our own filth.
This unhealthy dynamic.
And then we'll we'll be vaccinated against the bad vibes.
That's right.
And in the new year.
We will. I saw someone say, if you are attracted to Pete Davidson, like, don't worry about what's in the vaccine.
Wow.
And I just don't understand. I don't understand the connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would that make any difference? I mean, like,
no, it seems like a separate issue.
It's totally unrelated to me.
I think it means you're like that kind of girl.
Okay, but that's suggesting that, like, that there's nasty stuff in there. Is that what they're saying?
In the vaccine?
Are they saying if you're not
attracted to Pete Davidson, I guess they're saying whether there's nasty stuff or not.
Are they saying you should worry about it if you're not attracted to Pete Davidson?
Yeah, so everyone who's not attracted to Pete Davidson
should worry about what's in the vaccine?
Supposed to be worried now about what's in it? That's crazy to me.
That's bad messaging. And Fauci saying this?
Fauci.
Dr. Fauci said this?
I couldn't believe it when Fauci tweeted that at me.
You said Fauci in an interesting way. Was that from something?
I like that. That's oh, good. Kevin's back. It was curiosity.
Oh, good. Wouldn't that be sad to be Kevin? Also, I don't even say also handsome. Kevin's handsome. And he's right here listening to someone, this extraordinary woman,
aww,
tell other people on the show that they're handsome and that she wants to be only their friend.
Only fans.
See, and this is what I'm talking about, Julie. It's not
what happened.
Easy.
You get your draw wire shut all of a sudden. What are you and your cat
I'm
going to the same
trying
vet?
To communicate oh, with you. Yo, this
I'm
is
gonna,
kind of a pattern
oh,
of how you interact
of my
with
face.
People, where you hear the last word that was said, and then you say something about it.
Yeah, that's
it.
That
makes it kind of hard.
I know it's exactly the opposite of what you do. I don't have that on my Hollywood handbook bingo card. Sean.
It's just sad. I feel bad for Kevin.
Sean
maybe
is just sitting there thinking, what's for dinner?
Do you know who's very good?
No, I already know what's for dinner. Grilled cheese.
What's for dinner? Oh.
Grilled cheese.
Oh.
Girled cheese.
How do you girl it?
How do you girl the cheese?
Yeah.
Hey, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Kevin's good at texting, Julie. So maybe it's like, hey, I have this message for...
This is what we should do is link up the two people who text us all the time.
No, don't you pawn me off.
Kevin is obsessed with texting us.
Don't you pawn me off.
I am just saying.
I'm just saying it's a good fit.
If it's frequent,
I have a guy for you.
I don't like that. I ask a guy to the prom. He goes, no, but how about the janitor?
Well, the janitor. The janitor can really dance.
Let's see. Kevin, what's your dance move? Seriously, if you're on the dance floor, what do you do if you have to, like, dance fast? Shoulders?
It's a fast song.
I'm all in the hips. The only body part of mine that is moving are the hips.
And your feet are planted?
No, they're very spread, actually.
Oh, that's fun.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.